You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by PrimeSport.
Interesting week at the UC Health Training Center as most of Vance Joseph's coaching staff met with the media. A lot of discussion about what to expect from the Broncos this year, what they want to see. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me on this week's edition of Mason's Mailbag. And speaking of those coaches, the first question here deals with that from Carlos Barber, who says, Mike McCoy talked about changing what the offense does from week to week. Doesn't that cause more problems and prevent the offense from having an identity? Well, it shouldn't cause more problems. If you put in the work necessary in the offseason and in training camp, then you can create an offense that, when you get to the regular season, can go in some different directions based on what the opponent's giving you. If you've got an opponent with a soft pass defense, then you're going to involve Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, and the rest of the receivers more. You're going to emphasize the passing game. If it's a weak run defense that you're facing, emphasize the running game. In fact, you look at some of the teams the Broncos faced this year, particularly in the late season when the word was clearly out and it was on film that the Broncos had a shaky run defense. Teams started pounding at the Broncos, pounding, and that caused some problems. And you can even go back to the San Diego game in week 6. Mike McCoy, head coach of the Chargers back then, look at their game plan on offense. Early on, get the ball to the tight ends. Another weak point of the Broncos defense at times. Late in the game, run the ball. Melvin Gordon. That's the kind of game plan you may see from the Broncos going forward. It may change from half to half, week to week, the point of emphasis. The main point being, you're going to want to go at where the defense is weakest. That's what Mike McCoy wants to do. It's what the Patriots did throughout the season, have done throughout the years. It's where the Broncos want to go in 2017. Question from Twitter from @TheRandomDude. When you talk about other Broncos players that should be in the Hall of Fame, why not add Jason Elam to that list? It's a good question, but the bottom line is with Jason Elam, he's at a position where there is a lofty standard for inclusion. You only have two pure kickers in the Hall of Fame, Jan Stenerud and then Morten Andersen, whose selection was announced this past week. And Jason Elam, while he had a brilliant career, you know, when he retired, he did not lead the league in terms of points by a pure kicker all time. Jan Stenerud, who was inducted a couple of decades back, he was the all-time leader in points by a pure kicker. George Blanda had more, but George Blanda was also a quarterback. Don't forget that. And then you look at the percentages, and in terms of field goal percentage, Jason Elam, 80.7%, great career. But when the 2009 season concluded, Elam was 22nd all-time in field goal percentage. Again, very good, but that's not going to be a Hall of Fame-type number when you're talking about a very high standard for kickers. You see Morten Andersen, you see Jan Stenerud, I think you'll see Adam Vinatieri at that point, but that's pretty much going to be it for a while. And Jason Elam, while he had a brilliant career, great to see him in the Ring of Fame, the Hall of Fame, it's just not going to work out for him. Thanks for your questions. And if you want on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.